good Americans. Fentanyl, Chinese communist wagon here. I told you just a week ago, when you don't do what we say, you die. Look what happened to a Hong Kong protester. Oh, and don't forget, we killed more than Hitler ever did. And that's why the liberals love us. Oh. In America, the colleges that we fund teach no borders, no walls. No USA at all. Let me show you a prince slave.
No wall. No USA at all.
America is a rotting carcass covered in filthy maggots. Look at your own James Harden. He came out and apologized to us. That's good. And now we tell the NBA what to do, and the NBA say, yes, master.
Yeah, we apologize. You know, we love China. We love, you know, playing there.
Finally, you saw what happened to South Park. They talk about our re-education camps and our death camps and how Winnie the Pooh is banned. And let me now tell you what happens. They banned in our country. Then they put out sarcastic apology. That's not good enough. Once we take over, we're going to kill the South Park producers. That's what we do. Everyone is adopting our model. Big Tech is censoring Alex Jones, and now even Republican leaders, and they do nothing. Soon, sites like Vanda Video will be shut down. You stinking Americans, do not share that site or Infowars.com. Submit, do not fight back. Do what I say. You visited Bandai Video. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit Bandai Video or I have to hurt you.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas. The U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies, blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they've now used me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I'm standing in this briefing room right now. There is no government official here, but I'll say that the press is not the enemy of the people. But I'll say that the press is not the enemy of the people. The press is not the enemy of the people. The press is not the enemy of the people.
They came in peace.
Maybe we should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue, like these folks who chant CNN sucks and fake news. Maybe we should go out, all journalists should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue and chant, we're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people.
This is CNN.
Well, we're here, Will.
Yes, yes. Firepower News. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Oh, I love it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so we're going to look at the we're going to talk about and look at the Trump rally that's taking place. I know the mayor there was trying to shut it down. The leftists were trying to shut it down so President Trump wouldn't show up. And to my understanding, there's thousands of people that are there, and they don't want anyone to know about it.
It's so authoritarian, but it goes with the authoritarians throughout history. They're trying to silence everything. They're trying to erase all history. They're trying to absolutely just intimidate and bully everybody into submission. In fact, Trump isn't speaking yet, but the rally has started. We're going to be going to some feeds of that and more here in just a moment. But first, we should probably play a clip of Jacob Frey, the mayor of Minneapolis. He's the one, this guy's younger than I am. I'm 45. I was born in 74. He's born in 1981. Just interesting. Like Booty Plug, Buttigieg and all these guys. They just, it's these super young guys up there. 48th mayor of Minneapolis. He thinks this is North Korea. He says Trump shouldn't be able to speak because he's a Nazi. I know America kicked the Nazis' asses. And by the way, the Nazis weren't for free speech. So let's go ahead and play a clip of the mayor that thinks he would keep the president of the United States from speaking in, what's now known as Little Somalia. Here it is.
But now, ahead of a significant event, a significant moment for our entire city, I wanted to take the opportunity to address all of you and to address the residents of the city of Minneapolis. When the news broke of the upcoming rally, I said that under ordinary circumstances, I would be honored to welcome a sitting president of the United States. I also said that these are not ordinary circumstances. Here's what I meant when I wrote that. In Minneapolis, we stand up for our neighbors. We welcome people from all over the world. And we are united in the belief that our diversity is a source and a form of strength. That is the premise and that is the promise of our great nation. Upholding those ideals is an expectation built into the very office of president. And for the first time in my lifetime, we as a country are watching a president persistently fail to meet that most basic expectation.
He should be asked to resign. He should step down today. Why is he still there? I don't know. This is despicable. This, you're talking about the sitting president of the United States of America, and they don't want to allow him to come in and have a simple rally?
But as you were saying last night, because I was watching most of the show with Papert, They lie. None of it's true. I mean, here's an example. Two Giuliani associates tied to Ukraine scandal arrested on campaign finance charges because there's a photo of Giuliani at a presser event, and then somebody sits down and they take a photo with him. And then it turns out these guys got a couple $300,000 donated to different political PACs and are hardly even connected to Giuliani. Meanwhile, that's all over the news. This InfoWars.com story is almost nowhere. Bombshell, Ukrainian member of parliament says Joe Biden was paid $900,000 by firm Hunter Biden works for. Well, we know that. It was billions paid out total to all these different politicians. That's why they are so incredibly scared. But, oh, now you're hearing Trump has to be impeached because they indicted two Ukrainian nationals who are involved trying to run super PACs to collect money. I mean, that's incredible. Hillary raised billions and billions of dollars. She raised 80% of all the money raised for the 2016 run compared to all the other candidates, including Trump. And she's the one that used her foundation for pay per play. So did Obama. So did all these other people. But then they turn around like Trump's the one trying to collect money and stuff. None of it is true, ladies and gentlemen, and it just gets worse from there. We're going to go to the live feed. We got a CBS feed, a Right Side Broadcasting feed, a Trump feed. Let's look at the CBS feed right now here on Firepower with Will Johnson. I'm Alex Jones, co-hosting. Let's see what's happening right now.
Frankie Blackman donated $2. Thank you. He said, God bless Trump and Right Side Broadcasting. Greg Carpenter donated $19.99. Stan donated $99.99.
So while we're waiting for Trump to come out, did anyone ask how is it they were so quick to arrest these two gentlemen that supposedly have ties to Rudy Giuliani? And we still haven't seen a single leftist in handcuffs. I mean, look how fast that was, right?
Well, that's what I was really going to start the broadcast with when I was driving in here about an hour ago and listening to you and Owen. I meant to get up here right when I came on and basically finish what I started saying there. And it's just that here's nobody indicted from the Clinton Foundation. Nobody indicted for all the missing emails. Nobody indicted for selling our uranium to Russia. Nobody indicted for selling us out to China with the missile secrets and the one-sided trade deals. Nobody. But these two nobodies that are just barely even connected to Giuliani so they can run headlines everywhere, AP, Reuters, CNN, Yahoo News, New York Times, it's all the same headline everywhere. I was getting news alerts bzz, 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 on my phone. Two Giuliani associates tied to Ukraine scandal arrested on campaign finance charges. And they go, oh, and they gave money to a PAC that gave money to a congressperson. Let me explain something. I know the audience knows all this, but anybody can go set up a PAC. That's called soft money. Mm. And then it's very easy for people outside of the United States to then give money to those PACs. And then it's very easy for those PACs to give the money to the politicians. That's why they set it up. And the Democrats are the kings of PACs. And the point is that this is insane. This would be like if I had a donation button on InfoWars.com, which we do. And then the left goes out and poses as Nazis. They've done stuff like this to other people, not me yet. I don't want to give them ideas. And then the Nazis give you a donation. And they can say, oh, look, the Nazis gave you a $100 donation. Why, Alex Jones is associated with the Nazis. It's the same crap. Here's a microcosm example since you brought this up, Will, and we'll get your take on it. In the middle of the firestorm a year and a half ago, when they were getting ready to really deplatform me everywhere, they would take any story and turn it around and twist it. So I wake up, I'm getting calls one morning. Well, it was like a Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning. It was the middle of the week, I remember. And it's like, you have an illegal radio station and it got raided by the police, armed police? And I got up, like 6 a.m., I go check it. None of the story was true. I've never owned a radio station. There wasn't an illegal radio station. Armed police didn't go at it. None of that was true. There was no radio station running. It turns out a station I'd never heard of. There's been lots of micros and things like this. We call little pirates in town that would pick up my show, other shows. I'd tune in and I'd hear Seventh-day Adventist stuff on it. I'd hear, you know, liberal stuff on them. And there's been a whole bunch of pirates and all this. I think there's still some. I mean, you're dialing around on the band, you find all sorts of stuff. And I've known some of the folks, met them before, shook their hand, you know, back 20 years ago. I mean, I would go and broadcast to some of them that were really powerful. I mean, so I've known some of the folks, but I never even knew the people, didn't even know this 1 watt station was on. That might go like a mile. And it turned out when they got hit with a thing a few years before that, they sued back. It went to the Supreme Court. They refused to hear it. I didn't even know this. And then the fine went through that the FCC put on them. And so they never paid the fine. So years later, feds bring a summons letter about the fine. Now, it's never heard the station. It's a 1 watt thing, I guess. Later, I talked to people that knew them that was like out on the side of their house, a little antenna that went like a mile. That turns into I'm raided criminally for an illegal station I was running. It was put in every paper in the country because it just makes it sound like I'm a criminal. But at first, I was like, do I have a station? Do I? But they all meant like this place that produces and then sends out on a satellite two radio stations. It was meant to be put out to make stations think we're illegal and we're not supposed to be on air. So this is the same tactic.
Hmm. You know, like Giuliani, and I remember you talking about this story months ago about that. And what they do is they'll figure out how to lie, and then they'll put another lie on the top of another lie to get at you the same way they're trying to get at Trump. And you know, Giuliani, he put out a statement saying that Biden, Clinton, and Obama, they're going to be in a line of fire within a couple of weeks from now. And then all of a sudden this happens. They're doing this to try to shut Giuliani up.
Biden sent the letter
saying, take
him off the air.
I was getting ready to say that. Exact thing. And then all of a sudden now Giuliani is like having legal problems. You know, you got to answer these questions. Did you work with these guys when you went to the Ukraine? Because supposedly they were getting ready to get on an airplane with a one-way ticket out of the country. So the FBI.
By the way, most people, when you go on business and don't know how long you're going to be there, it is one way. Because if you're going to go for a few months back home or whatever, you don't know when you're coming back. That's not suspicious.
No, I know. But see, they try to say that they were trying to flee the country because they were working with Rudy Giuliani.
Sure, everything is framed that way.
Yeah. But see, the American people that sit there and
watch it turns out they are like lobbyists and do have connections, and Giuliani's been.
But you know what? That's been part of the game for how long?
Well, but that's the thing is Giuliani is Trump's lawyer. Of course they're finding out what the Bidens did. That's opposition research. That's not illegal.
No, it's not illegal, but that's been happening forever. But see, they're using this to get at Trump.
Oh, a trillion percent. I mean, that's exactly
what's going on. And then they bring in the information as soon as then Obama's name come into play. Oh no, you gotta shut it down.
You're right. Because look, we've been hearing for a year indictments. Well, now we know they brought an indictment forward in McCabe. They brought it up to the deputy attorney general who could kill those. They said no. So we know that indictment's hanging. We know McCabe says he'll sing like a canary if that moves forward. And so, when Giuliani, it's one thing when everybody else says, oh, big stuff coming in the next couple of weeks. When Giuliani said it, he has been backed up what he's been saying the last few years. So yes, you're right. They're getting really scared and trying to go after whoever they can.
Yeah. And I forget who it was, but they even made a comment talking about, Giuliani need to be careful because he might get shanked. I mean,
that was Phil Mudd.
Yeah. Thank you. Phil Mudd. Yeah. So
that was former deputy director of the CIA.
Yeah. So you already have Rashida Tlaib and, others, Maxine Waters, talking about how they're going to imprison President Trump, where they're going to hold him at, where they're going to house him
and at. And his supporters
and any White House official. So how is it that you still have a lot of people that don't believe that we're in a civil war in this country? How is it that you have people that don't believe that the coup is actually taking place?
Well, that's what I'm here to tell you is they're making their move on Trump. They mean it. None of it's real. The whistleblowers are fake. The new whistleblower talked to somebody who also talked to somebody that heard the call, but there's a recording of the call. There's a transcript. It's all just hoaxes. But what they're doing is they're calling everybody in and threatening them and their families. They are threatening everybody at Fox News to get on board. Most folks are.
Mm-hmm.
They're threatening all the other big news sites. And Trump didn't do himself a favor not going after internet censorship the last 3 years. And so people have been hung out to dry. We're very happy with the job Trump's done. We know he's surrounded. We understand they're ignoring a lot of his orders. And I love Trump, but people are hung out to dry and he got Arpaio out of prison. Arpaio done nothing. A judge found him guilty, not a jury, because he wasn't, doing whatever she wanted. So Trump's done some good things with pardons, but people are scared. And that's why this is happening. Let's go to Right Side real quick and see what's happening right now in the live feed.
Searching for good time. I mean, didn't Right Side, didn't Facebook just ban Right Side?
They did. And all they do is point a camera at the president and hear him talk, which again shows where all this is going. Last year it's Alex Jones. This year the NBA. You just played that earlier before the show started in the earlier hour. I saw you play that even a CNN reporter at the NBA press conference
exactly.
just tries to say, well, what's your views on freedom of speech and expression? Oh, we can't talk about.
Yeah,
it is not even a criticism of China. Now you can't even say we believe in freedom of expression. See, there's no end to what we've got to bow to once you give up on freedom.
Yeah. And we're slowly giving it up day by day. And as long as we have these socialist communists running part of the country, it's going to continue to happen. The only way to get rid of this evil is to get rid of progressive, get rid of liberalism.
You're right, because it is a cancer, and it's trying to get rid of freedom. It's trying to get rid of an open, free society in the name of it, telling us none of us have freedom. The president can't come speak there. The OK symbol, because the ADL is God. The thing that in international firefighting, international military, international diving, the thing that chefs do to say, it's delicious, it's bon appetit, all the old, I don't know why I've got this stuck in my head. 7-Up ads when I was a kid. They would have the black guy from Jamaica, famous actor back then. I forget his name. He would go, 7-Up. Mwah. And I remember like years ago when they first started demonizing, I said, pull up the 7-Up commercial where he says A-OK. And somehow it was on YouTube. I don't know if you guys could do it again. That was a few years ago. 4chan joked and said, let's come out and say this is a white supremacist symbol. The media bought it. It became a joke. And now Facebook says they will use AI to blur it out of even past photos and that you'll be banned if you do it. But you can pull up, type up Obama doing OK sign.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
But see, they're going to be allowed to use it. The left can be comics. They can have speech. They can do whatever. But see, if 4chan jokes around, well, now we're going to ban this. I mean, that is crazy.
Why does everything, and I asked Owen the same question, why does everything lead back to white supremacy? How come it's only white people supposedly doing bad things in this country?
Because the left knows that America and the West really cares about not being racist, and we're the people that started, the whole West started having open, inclusive Christian societies. That's where all that happened. I mean, before Jesus, everybody was killing each other and hated the next tribe over the hill, you know, the same way the rest of the world is. But real Christianity makes it about what you stand for and who you are. And so, again, Facebook wants the power, and the ADL wants the power. This has all been cooked up to say, no, when Obama does it, he's allowed to. But when you do it, we're going to choose who can use what language when. We're making ourselves a new judge, a new jury. And Facebook is setting up its own private court, which will adjudicate, do you have carbon credits? Do you get new credits on your debit card? They're coming out with their own digital currency. So this is the new system. So they want it to be outrageous. They want it to be ridiculous where anybody can have their rights. And they're going to keep taking away. And they're going to keep expanding and expanding and expanding and expanding and expanding what they're taking away, what they're saying is bad. I mean, here's just some examples right here. Sweden backs down from abolishing ancient history classes after a huge backlash. Sweden's Board of Education was going to ban all teaching of the history of Sweden because it's hateful and bad to remember what it was or for people to even have roots. They've backed down for now. Child charged with felony for pointing finger gun in school. Well, it's natural to do that even if you don't mean it as a gun. So see, this is thought crime, ladies and gentlemen. And again, I've always, since I was a kid, done that. I'm a very handsy guy. People say, you know, am I half Italian or am I Italian? I know Italians, they go, my God, you wave your arms more than my grandma. Hey, this is just how I am, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, this is a symbol. I say to the New World Order, you know. But I mean, seriously, I've always talked with my hands since I was a kid. And everybody knows in the whole damn world, this means everything's okay. In Japan, no one knows why in Russian, mama means mama. Nobody knows why in German, mama is mama. Nobody knows why in English, mama is mama. No one knows why in a lot of Asian countries, it's like me, ma, moo, moo.
Yeah.
You know, pop, pop, pa. These are ancient things so old, everybody's got them.
Universal language.
Everybody does this to say, it's good. Because that's when you pick a berry. This is what sociologists and anthropologists think. When you decide to go ahead and pick a berry or get something, is that this is something you're getting. It's like you're getting. It means, you know, that's why chefs say, mwah, mwah, it's bomb. But it doesn't matter. They know it's not bad. They want to say, we're allowed to say what language you can use as the language police.
I mean,
I'm ranting, sorry.
Isn't it New York City? They just ban the word illegal.
Illegal alien, yeah.
Illegal alien. You can't even say that in New York now. And that is the local state government telling the American people that your freedom of speech is no longer valid. And that's the whole point of the Constitution.
And again, they
right?
set up their own weird court that's lawyers, that's not even a real court, but then it goes and makes a recommendation to a court to make you a fine. So they pass a municipal law on speech where there are laws if you discriminate about housing, but then they say, well, if someone didn't rent to an illegal and said, oh, they're illegal, I can't, they have no social security card, you get fined $250,000, even though there's a law that you're supposed to get that. But again, that's all, it's just crazy.
It's absolutely
crazy. Let's see what one of Donald Trump's sons is Eric Trump saying. Here we go.
Now she sees this crowd. I don't think she's feeling too good. No, Bill. Yeah, that's right. How do you think Joe Biden and his, how do you think his son's feeling right now, right? After embezzling a lot of money, taking a lot of money, the crookedness, right? He's not looking too good either.
Nope, and the left don't want to talk about it.
Well, like you said, this is banned on Facebook now.
Maybe
the whole right side does is point a camera at the president. At his rallies. And think about that in America. Because they want to tell you it's a white supremacist rally, and they don't want you to tune in and hear that's not what's happening. Let's continue. I mean, think about that. Even CNN says, well, what's your views on freedom of expression? And both NBA people that make $100 million, they both go, oh, can't you? We're not taking that question. Next question.
Bow down.
Take your microphone away.
Yeah.
And it's this country that created all the real diversity of ideas. Because America's power isn't diversity of colors, people's skin, okay? Because that's not diversity. It's the diversity of the ideas and the freedom to live like you want to, so we have lots of choices, so then we get to make those choices, and so then we find out what we enjoy, and then the best stuff all goes to the top because we have diversity of action.
Absolutely.
Diversity of action is our strength. Not how much melanin's in our skin or lack of it.
Yeah, and you know what? Had I not seen that video with the CNN reporter, I didn't think that CNN, that reporter never existed.
So, well, you notice you've never seen her before.
No, never seen her before.
They're probably going to fire her.
A legitimate question.
Yeah, what the hell did you ask that for?
What are you doing? No. You're CNN. That's the only reason why you get to sit here. You're not supposed to be asking these questions. You got to go.
That's right. Let's go back to Eric Trump.
Again, we are saying Merry Christmas again.
You know, I used to hear that 20 years ago. There was a war on Christmas, and I didn't believe it.
So, guys, we love you.
True.
My family loves you. I love you. And certainly my father loves you. And we have a great vice president here tonight. He loves you. And we're going to win this state. And thank you for honoring us. And let's keep America great. Thank you very much, guys.
You know what's in line about all of the polls about President Trump? You would think after the 2016 election, where one poll said that Trump was going to lose by 95%, you would think that they would stop.
It was 97.
Oh, it was 97? Oh.
Well, I mean, there was one said 95. The New York Times had that whole middle of their page, remember?
97.
And it was like 97. And then the day of the election, it's 90. And then as the night went on, it went like, oh gosh, it's only 67. And it was 50-50 right when they announced.
Yeah.
It's totally fake. They go, we got an algorithm back here.
Then, you know, I was flipping over between the Communist News Network and MSNBC and the rest of them, and even on YouTube where some of the young jerks and all of them out there, and they're just bawling, crying about what's happening, throwing stuff, even on Fox News with Megyn Kelly, or was it Megan Fox? Megyn Kelly?
Yeah,
she was on there. She's on there crying because President Trump won, and she's on Fox.
Where is she today? Out of a job.
I think she may be hanging out with Hillary.
She's out of a job. I got to tell you, it's up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. The only way people see it is when you share it. Millie Weaver did a great job in a young Hillary imitation. And she was talking to Democrat voters, and they're like, well, who's president? They didn't even know. But she'd say, who are you voting for? Democrats. I'm telling you, man, these people are dumb. But let's go back to Right Side Broadcasting, because I'm going to tell you something. Most Trump rallies you go to, you have about a third of the folks aren't white. But the big victory the Democrats had before Trump run was convincing people, don't go to a Tea Party, it's a KKK meeting.
Mm.
Now, if you go to one and you're not white, you're going to get a lot of love. It's a hoax. But you go to Minnesota, it is mainly white. But the point is, everybody at this event, and it looks like it's about 95% white, should have gone out and found somebody near them who was a friend or a neighbor who wasn't, quote, white, to drag their ass to this thing so that they could find out that the white people aren't going to tie you up and eat you, you know, like all these Hollywood movies claim. So it's just completely insane. It's completely crazy. And again, I'm not bitching at people. I'm just telling you, you better take somebody out and teach them gun safety and teach them how to shoot. They're going to love it. I don't care if they're white or black or brown. You better take somebody who is either a leftist or who is brown to a damn Trump rally so they can be deprogrammed. Cause yeah, they're probably not buying the leftist racist garbage, mainly being pushed by white leftists, but they still don't know and they're still uncomfortable because nobody invited them. What do you think?
No, you're absolutely right. But you know, a lot of people don't really care. When I look at these Trump rallies, I don't hone in or pay attention to their complexion. I just look at a lot of Americans.
No, I agree, but the media
I'm getting ready to say it, but yeah, but what happens is, and I was telling Owen this, I said, the only reason why we still have racism in this country is because of the left. The left, they don't want to let racism go.
They make everybody uncomfortable.
Yeah, they want people to feel a certain way because it's part of controlling again. And if you can't control the people, you can't control the masses, then you can't control anything. So they have to have people believe that we still have this racial division when in America, the greatest country in the world, you've had more white people help black people than black people have helped black people. And people don't even recognize that. And then the same thing during the Civil War or when slavery was around. And I ask this question all the time. Who owned, and I'm going to repeat this until these leftists realize it, who owned the homes to the Underground Railroad? And when you talk to them and they look at them, they get like a light bulb go off. Oh, well, then
it's just crazy
because they don't want to admit it was white people because black people didn't own homes. They keep this hatred, this division alive, and they do it because they don't have nothing else.
Absolutely. And again, this is a syndicated show on some radio and TV stations. And we're also on Cloud TV, number one on there. I'm so out of control. I said, listen, cut all of our breaks out and only the network breaks. But I guess we got so busy having fun here that we forgot to go to break, guys. So, we're not going to forget that one, coming up at, 57:50. All right. I'm just going to throw that out right now here because our stations need to take those, but I'm sure they're just going to come back and join us, right after that here in just a few minutes. We're having a lot of fun tonight. Let's go back to Right Side Broadcasting. And again, which you can still get on YouTube and they're on satellite, thank God. But, you know, Facebook decided that you're not allowed to see this.
Well, that's, you know, they banned YouTube, it. On YouTube, they demonetized their channel. So that YouTube was one of their biggest incomes.
Absolutely. And we should get the director of it on. He's a good guy. But the point is, this is a network that just simply goes and covers the president. Oh, that's not allowed.
They're not even giving an opinion on anything. They're just covering the president.
Which shows that Trump and the Republicans are really screwing the pooch on this, and now Communist China is dictating what we can and can't say.
I mean, says, why do you think that President Trump is not bringing more attention?
Because our strength is our weakness, because you never get involved in what corporations are allowed to do. But when corporations exactly, if AT&T had the power of AI that they have now, they're already saying they're going to start controlling conversations in live time, because the phone companies, like text messages, are being read and controlled in live time. They're now going to put these filters in live time with computers that within a second will stop you if you're not saying what you're supposed to or send a message to the police. China's already announced it. So imagine 20 years ago if the phone company said you couldn't call your family up and tell them, you know, say vote for George W. Bush or something, or, you know, vote for Obama. You'd say that's crazy. That's beyond the Soviet Union. But now it's happening because Facebook's bigger than all the phone companies combined. That's how people communicate. So they come in and say you can't have a group simply showing what the president has to say, but then you're force-fed all this other globalist disinfo. And so people know they're being lied to, but they don't know the magnitude of it. Let's go back to this.
Yeah, again, I know a lot of you guys are complaining right now about that black jacket. I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do about it there with the campaign. Here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Vice President of the United States.
I still say
I got faked out.
Pence was an excellent
choice. Vice President Pence and the second
lady. And they
hate
him because he's a Christian. He doesn't mind addressing it. And the left, they're so demonic, they're so demon. They want to destroy everything that is good. If you're a Christian, you're a white person in this country, you're the main target for them right now.
Well, and that's you know just what? Because you're...
And I know, you know what? A lot of times when I bring that up and I talk about it, because I don't like it.
I understand. Here's the Vice President.
Okay.
It is wrong.
Well, hello, Minnesota. It is great to be back in the North Star State. Thank you for that warm welcome. But I'm here for one reason and one reason only. That Minnesota and America need 4 more years of President Donald Trump in the White House.
Well, that's for sure with Hillary wanting to run.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
We could jump in during a long chant. That's one. Who knows what he's going to say.
Like all of you, I'm here because I stand with President Donald Trump.
Can you imagine, Will, if Hillary would have gotten in?
Oh, my God.
When this president stands like the, up for American workers,
it would be like the underground the world or the upside
Iron
down
Range,
world.
And I stand with President Donald Trump.
Mowed everywhere. Just disgust, this sulfur.
When this president stands up for faith and freedom and the American flag, I stand with President Donald Trump.
Yes, absolutely.
She's getting ready to run. And see, for us, this is all like common sense stuff, but this is like high noon to vampires when we say we love America, we love the flag. I mean, you say that in front of leftists in person, they flip out.
The American people with endless investigations and partisan politics, we stand with President Donald Trump.
And I saw you earlier tonight, you're right, these investigations are backfiring. They don't care. They think they can get the votes to remove him because they're threatening senators.
Yeah.
You know, what began 4 years ago has grown into a movement. A movement of everyday Americans from every walk of life. All of you believe we could be strong again. You believe we could be prosperous again.
Why do you
America
think Grudge
said yes
more and
to
more
President Donald Trump
getting mad
in
at Trump? I think he's trying to point out to Trump that Trump's in danger and that needs to take more action.
He does need to take more action. I'm serious. I mean, just like you keep talking about how he didn't do anything about these tech companies with the censorship, they're not locking these people up. They should put somebody in handcuffs. I mean, somebody should.
Oh, they're definitely election meddling.
Somebody.
They're definitely election meddling.
But the problem is we're not seeing it. I mean, we see just like these two guys with Rudy Giuliani.
These nobodies are indicted from Ukraine.
Yeah,
because they're not allowed to be in politics. That's fine, get them. But that's an easy win for them. Some little buddy nobodies. While the Democrats have committed all these giant crimes. Let's go back to Pence.
Signed the largest investment in our national defense since the days of Ronald Reagan.
And again, the left hates that as well. But yet they want to stay in war.
He promised to
imagine that.
They want to run the military down.
And give our veterans access to the real-time, world-class health care that you earned. We reformed
they have fixed a lot of the health care for veterans, which was done on purpose, screwing them over.
Available
and Trump is pulling troops out all over the world. That is a big deal. He's really doing it.
Yeah.
But the left, like you said, that since when does the – because it was always talk with them. They don't care if China's killing gay people. They don't care about – they love all these wars. They just
Muslims.
They just talk
Muslims.
About how they have moral high ground. They love the genital mutilation. They love Islam.
And we've already started to build that wall on the southern border of the United States.
And they're butthurt about it.
Well, the idea that a border even exists.
Yeah.
China's got borders. You cross their border, they shoot your ass.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, but we can't even have one.
Oh, we're building it.
I got to say, though, you see the campaign head, Parcells, must say he's a bad guy, he's a good guy, but like, we're getting ready for the Trump dynasty, and we're, oh, everything's great. They're just in this bubble. I don't think Trump is, but they better get the hell out of that bubble, because let me tell you, I can smell the blood. I mean, they're coming after everybody, they're serious, they're out of control. And they've been bullying our kids and folks in colleges and all this tyranny. And now it's just spilling out everywhere. And now America has China telling us what we can and can't do. And our corporations have rolled over to that because they love it. And so this country has real sickness in it. And so Trump is a manifestation of the awakening that was there that created the wave that he was able to surf in on. But if they don't start the indictments we've been hearing about, and if they don't go on the offense, it's all going to be for naught, because then all Trump did was summon the counteroffensive that'll end up destroying us if we don't defeat it. Let's go back to, I'm going to shut up. I'm going to say, let's not talk about it. I can't stop talking. You know, they go over these points. Let's just remember the mayor
and finally,
of Minneapolis
President
tried
Trump
to keep Trump from being there.
Yep.
To revive the American economy. He cut taxes across the board. We rolled back red tape at a record level. Unleashed American energy and Minnesota.
And by the way, we weren't going to cover any of this until the Minneapolis mayor said don't come. So that's why we're covering it.
True.
So every time we see stuff like that, we've got to, you know, realize it.
6.4 million new jobs have been created by businesses large and small. Unemployment's at a 50-year low, and there's more Americans working today than ever before.
You'll have that Green Deal. You don't even have to work.
Yeah.
So somebody else
will
work for you.
Yeah, someone else will work for you. If you don't want to work, you don't have to. Sounds great, right? Sounds grand. Just sit on your butt all day and do nothing and get paid.
Until everything collapses like Venezuela.
Yeah.
And thanks to the president's leadership and our strong conservative allies in Congress, like Congressman Tom Emmer, Congressman Jim Hagedorn, Congressman Pete Stauber. We've made America great again. True. But to keep America great, we need you to decide right here and right now that Minnesota is going to vote for 4 more years of President Donald Trump in the White House.
Trump 2020. You know, I get a lot of people send me messages and say, how can you support this man when he says, there's my African American over there? And I said, well, there's my white president over there, and look what he's doing for this country. Now what? So, what do you want me to do? He's done more for this country than Democrats ever have for black people.
4 more years means more jobs.
Well, it's also the Democrats saying they own black people. I mean, what about arrogance? Yeah. They just say you're supposed to vote Democrat.
Yeah, yeah.
And they tell women you're supposed to vote Democrat. It's a joke. They're a bunch, I mean, the Democrats are a bunch of sick freaks. I mean, look at Nancy Pelosi. I mean, I got a photo of her. I mean, you watch videos of her. She's a crazy person.
She's demonic filled. That's what a lot of people don't realize. The left, they are demonic filled. They have sold their souls to Satan himself.
And the stakes couldn't be higher. Today we have a president who loves this country, who stands by our military, law enforcement, our
God-fearing man. And he doesn't have an issue expressing his faith.
In you, and he fights for you every single day.
I'll try to talk in between.
You guys do an overhead shot. This is a photo of Pelosi.
Do nothing Democrats.
Now, this is one of the official photos she put out. Now, imagine how tone deaf you've got to be, like the photos Brian Stelter puts out, that she looks like a Stepford wife, robot lunatic, but she thinks that's a good photo of herself in her mind, and she put that out. Now think about that. Let's just pull up photos of Brian Stelter. I mean, the ones he puts out from the official, and he's like, he looks like crazy, like, but in his psycho mind, that looks good to him.
Mm.
What else is Pence up to here?
Yeah. But despite 3 years of nonstop resistance and investigations and obstruction by the Democrats and the media.
Yes.
I'm here to tell you, President Donald Trump has never stopped fighting to keep the promises that he made to the people
of
Minnesota.
He's going to bring Trump in a minute, and there's no doubt Trump's telling us what he's going to do and trying to get it done. He's got a lot of it done. But let me ask you this question. Then obviously, Trump's coming out. We're going to try to shut up for that.
But now,
I'm
Minnesota,
worse than you are. But people get it. They can watch the raw feed, so they want to know Infowars.com or RightSideBroadcasting.com. But they're trying to shut down as well. But there's a paradox here. I don't want to cover all the new fake canards they bring up, the new witch hunts, the new smokescreens, because they're meant to change the subject from all the crimes the Democrats have committed and the stories we need to put out exposing them, like Joe Biden getting all this money from this company his son was running. I mean, we already knew that, but now even more is in the news. That's true crime going on there, confirmed. But how do you not counter the fraud they're putting out and then let them succeed lying at the same time? So I just think it's critical that, yes, we cover the hoaxes and how they're all lies, because they are, and then spend time exposing that what the Democrats are really doing. I think it's critical that we spend at least 75% of the time when we're covering this exposing what they're really doing, instead of always responding and defending and showing every little minutia, you know, how it's all a fraud. We know it's a fraud. And once people have lied to you 1,000 times, you don't even look at what they say anymore. You don't spend time analyzing the lie. That's how they keep us all tied up at the tar baby. How do you manage those two?
Well, I mean, you have to get people to realize and start looking for, at the information themselves. That's how you do it. See, I could tell everyone right now that you have on pink socks. And say, Alex Jones has on pink socks. But unless they actually see your socks, they don't know otherwise. I mean, seriously, I don't even know if you have on socks.
I do. Let's and
I mean, I don't even know if you have on
socks. We're not in Missouri, but we'll do the show me state here. I think I got blue socks on.
Yeah. But the point is, yeah, but the point is, unless they actually find out, they'll just take it for face value. And they won't even research it. And you know,
by the way, folks, I'm not into fancy stuff when cheap stuff fits better. I got Justin boots on. And you know what? Only half of them are made in America. I think part of it's made in China. I've been wearing these damn things since high school. They're super comfortable. So yeah, I'm not wearing the $3,000 boots. I think my boots are like $100. But anyways, which is still a nice pair of boots. But yeah, I don't know. I just did my, oh, here's President Trump.
The men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand.
There's no doubt America's fighting for its lives. And it's not like some new power group's coming in and just going to own things. They're going to run things. They're going to run our lives. And I'm not going to submit and bow down to them. But folks get so comfortable when they see Trump's confidence that they need to know things are not confident. Things are nip and tuck. And those of us that have stood up for Trump have been really persecuted.
Yes.
And I keep going back to right side. All they do is show you what's happening and being said at a rally. CBS News run the exact same feed. But because Right Side, has the name Right in it, they got banned off Facebook and now they've been demonetized on YouTube. And so now I guess it's only donations. They never even had ads. I know the head of it. I asked him a year ago, how much money you make? He said, well, really nothing. We're all volunteers. And I checked with folks. They didn't bring enough money to run it. Well, now even that's taken away. That's how sick these people are, ladies and gentlemen. They just don't want competition. And it's so un-American.
Well, you know, part of it is they encourage people to quit their jobs. They encourage people to try to make money on these different platforms. They encourage you to take your product, whatever it may
be, beyond
sell it.
That's beyond
even
key.
On Facebook.
Put ads on your truck,
yeah, but
buy ads, send everybody there, buy the equipment,
yes.
Do it, run it for a few years, and then just take it from you.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then they encourage
even when you follow their own damn rules,
yes.
Which is fraud.
Yes. Exactly.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. You just bring up points that are so true. Let's come back. Well, he's still talking. Keep going. No, you're right.
But,
because we invested. I mean,
they crush people. They crush people.
Our listeners over the last 20 years have put hundreds of millions of dollars into InfoWars, and we've spent 98% of it on the operation. Okay, it costs 20-something plus million dollars to run this a year. Okay, and all the bandwidth, all the cost, all the crew, all the legal, all of it. And we put all that into Facebook, all that into YouTube, helped build them up. Everybody else did as well. And then they just, all the networks said, watch us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube. And they just take it away. And you watch, they're going to cut the networks off next. These big tech people have swindled and scammed everybody. And it's so damn dangerous. And they violated their own terms of service. And they change them midway.
Yep.
Worse than Darth Vader saying, I'm altering the deal, pray don't alter it any further. And I'm sorry, Trump's 73, he doesn't get how the web works, he doesn't know how important it is, and the big place he dropped the ball is on that, and not protecting journalists like Julian Assange, who helped get him into office. And let's be clear, Trump hadn't been putting journalists in jail, he hasn't been persecuting him like Obama, but there he took one step towards being Obama by not doing that, and it's very, very scary. And I criticize Trump where he's wrong, and hoping you'll criticize him on that so he gets right. Here's the president in Minneapolis. It's going to turn out good, though, because even if they end up being able to remove Trump, which they've got a shot at, I'm telling you they're serious.
Mm-hmm.
We've made them accelerate their timetable of the takeover, which has woke a lot of people up. And I'm telling you, gut level in the end, they're going to get defeated.
This is a great state. We are going to win this state in a very short period of time. Thank you. This feels like the day before the election.
Mm. And he gets people don't have confidence, so they don't get involved. The key is building confidence.
Inside. We just set a new record.
We should have confidence, but if we're not really aggressive, we're going to lose it. Let's keep. I'm sorry, I'm going to shut up.
And we have 25,000 people that we still love outside.
But they don't want to report on that.
And close to 100,000 people wanted to come tonight. Thank you all. This is great. This is great. Thank you. I want to thank our great Vice President, Mike Pence, and Karen Pence for being here tonight. It is great to be back in the Twin Cities with the freedom-loving American patriots who make our country run. You know that. You know it. For the next 13 months, think of that. It seems like yesterday. For the next 13 months, we are going to fight with all of our heart and soul, and we are going to win the great state of Minnesota in 2020. America now has the number one economy anywhere in the world, and it's not even close.
Another reason why they hate him.
You know, I'm dealing with China right now. They're in Washington. We're going to see if we make a deal. But they want to make it. We're going to determine whether or not we want to make it. But they've been very nice. And today I got a call from one of the top representatives. He said, congratulations, Mr. President, on having a truly great, great economy. That's pretty nice. We picked up since the election trillions of dollars in value, and China has lost trillions of dollars in value. I will say this. If our opponent had won that election, you know what would have happened? Right now, China would become the number one economy anywhere in the world. And right now, I can tell you, they're not even close.
Cards. The globalists have set all this up.
Our country is
stronger than ever. So now we control the globalist levers. We're in control again. And it's a good thing for the world that China's trying to exert its power and all its minions are trying to exert their power. And why would they bet against America, the average person, when it's in their interest for the country to be successful? It's totally sick.
Yeah, yes it is. Yes it is. Okay, he's gonna let them do the chant. So, you know what? I was talking to a colleague of mine earlier today, and I said, Alex Jones brought this video out with the dragon and China, like, I think it was like 3 weeks ago. And now all of a sudden, China's in the mainstream news.
Red t-shirts.
Tomorrow's news today.
Well, that's because I'd love to toot my horn. I mean,
that was just amazing though.
Was the dragon saying, shut up, America?
Yeah. 3 weeks ago, before China was all in the mainstream. So Trump is talking. I'll be quiet.
Cops. Pursuit of this pro-American agenda has enraged, and you know what's happened? It's enraged the failed ruling class in Washington. Not easy to get them out, but we're doing it slowly but surely. These corrupt politicians and the radical leftists got rich bleeding America dry, and they knew that by election would finally end their pillaging and looting of our country. And that's what they
powerful.
Were doing. And
that's what is, I want that tomorrow on the show. That is absolutely powerful.
That is
754 in the Trump speech.
The wretched Washington swamp has been trying to nullify the results of a truly great and democratic election, the election of 2016.
That's about 5 minutes into his speech.
They're
I've got to have that tomorrow.
They're not getting very far.
They've been looting and pillaging the country, selling to China.
They want to
word
erase
word what I've been
your
saying.
Vote like it never
Love
existed.
You, Stephen Miller. Just keep listening.
They want to erase your voice, and they want to erase your future.
That's right. Oh, this is powerful. He's turning up the heat. He's
but they
needs to take
fail
all
America,
governors off and just tell the total truth. He needs to unleash
again.
The truth.
Yeah.
The people attacking Trump in America are on the Chi-Com payroll or they're parroting the points. That's it. It's the truth. And now you see CNN can't ask the NBA, do you support freedom of expression, period.
And took the oath of office.
See how you're now, the gloves are off, folks.
Yep.
The mask is off.
A terrible newspaper. That doesn't know how to write the truth, published a story, and in this case, they might have gotten it pretty correct. They said, the campaign to impeach President Trump has begun. That was the headline. Little did we know they weren't playing games. Think of that. That was 19 minutes after the oath of office. Months earlier, Peter Strzok. Remember, he and his lover, Lisa Page. What a group. She's going to win. 10 million to 1. She's going to win, I'm telling you, Peter. I'm telling you, Peter, she's going to win. Peter, oh, I love you so much.
Oh, this is gold. Hey, guys, dial over to CBS. Let's see if they're still carrying this. Because CNN's not carrying it. They used to carry these Trump speeches.
I love you, Peter.
Oh, this is CBS.
I love you too, Lisa.
We had right side
Lisa,
up. Good.
Lisa. Lisa. Oh, God, I love you, Lisa.
I'm looking at the other monitor.
And if she doesn't win, Lisa, we've got an insurance policy, Lisa. We'll get that son of a bitch out. We got an insurance policy.
And but now they got this.
The insurance policy, that's what it is.
You know, and now we got the new one.
Yeah. If you listen to Trump without watching him, you would think he's doing stand-up comedy.
Now,
I mean, it's beautiful, and that's part of the reason why they hate him, because he puts it in their face, and
he doesn't take him serious.
Yeah, exactly.
Because these globalists all take themselves so damn serious.
At the polls, and they know it. Despite the phony polls.
Folks, we're going to break. We'll be back in like 3 minutes. This is solid gold. We'll be covering it all throughout the next hour on Firepower with Will Johnson. I'm Alex Jones sitting in because Tom Papert, the co-host, hosted my show today. The wild horses couldn't drag me away from this. So stay with us. And, hey, remember, you're not supposed to be watching this. So shut up, dumb Americans. Don't tell folks about this broadcast.
Forged in the fire of truth. Firepower with Will Johnson.
All right, welcome back, FirepowerNews.com. We have Alex Jones sitting in the studio with us today.
I'm visiting.
Co-hosting. Yes, thank you for being here. We are watching Trump rally right now. This is the rally that they've tried to shut it down because they don't want people to know that he has all of the support.
And Facebook's been banning live feeds of it.
Yes, Facebook don't want anyone to see it. The left, this is part of the coup that's taking place.
Can you believe this is America?
Yeah, this is America. I mean, they're shutting down communication. We are in the Civil War.
Because they don't want you to hear this.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so let's go back to the rally with our president, Donald J. Trump.
What he said earlier was bombshell. That other looting the nation, the criminals, mm-hmm. Democrats selling us up to China. It's true.
And Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, a lot of people. The great Mark Levin. We have a lot of great people. Lou Dobbs. Great people. You know what they said? Every one of them, plus many others. There's no other man that we've ever met that could have taken it. It's true. Maybe I'm a little different up here. I don't know. But I enjoy it. To me, I'm energized. Because we're draining the swamp.
You notice he points at the liberal media.
Well, used to people liked a good fight. And this is just basic leadership. I mean, he knew what he was getting into. And that's great. And it's great to talk about how he thrives under the pressure and how others should thrive under it and how they shouldn't be intimidated. This is a good lesson he's giving, but we need you to do something about how the company that puts out feeds of you violated terms of service as a hate group and was taken off Facebook, okay? I mean, if you won't defend me, that's fine. Defend raw feeds of yourself.
Which they have never, ever seen before in the history of this country.
I know when they went to Trump like 2 years ago and they said, sir, the censorship's getting really bad. He'd say, well, I'll just override it. I'll just do more speeches. Hey, no one will see your speeches if they don't televise them.
My phone call as an example.
Because again, CBS is not putting this out over CBS broadcast. They're not putting it out on the news. They're just showing it on an app.
The only reason I released it was that the Democrats put out a phony narrative. So I had no choice. And I don't want to do that as president. Every time a president from a country calls me or I call them, we have to release the text. How can you do business that way? Who's going to want to speak to your president? So the president of Ukraine reiterated today at a major news conference on other subjects that he was under absolutely no pressure. He doesn't even know what they're talking about. And he used the word, there was no blackmail during this call. He used that term.
Because they're lying and they have an agenda and they continue to push it. And long as people don't question what they're being told,
right,
they're going to continue.
But, I mean, it's okay. He'll just give a speech. No, it's not on TV anymore, Trump.
Yeah.
Because you put up with all this crap. Let's continue.
With a lot of help from all of you, frankly, but from
that's why we're here carrying it tonight, because it needs to be carried everywhere.
Some of our great people that we have,
and everybody watching this show needs to email it and text it, because, folks, we're in a war. And when you get involved, it's over for them. But if you don't get involved, we're done.
Nobody's been able to do. What we've done is incredible. And by the way, we're protecting your Second Amendment. If you don't have me, your Second Amendment is gone.
See, now they really want to get rid of him. Because they know if they get rid of President Trump, they're going to get rid of Second Amendment. They're going to get rid of free speech. And they're going to get rid of any option for another decent president to sit in the White House again.
Our military, $2.5 trillion.
Let me ask you this. Why do you think they've gone from denying their pedophiles, going, yeah, we want to screw your kids, denying they want to run America down, admitting they hate America, the Democrats now say it sucks, we want to get rid of it, and admitting that they want to confiscate all the guns? I mean, these people just admit everything now.
Because they feel that they have to come out with the most insane idea to get people to jump on board, because they saw AOC do it, and then people flocked to her. And so they think, oh, that's a new strategy.
Exactly, because they see a bunch of crazy idiots believing someone with those crazy eyes.
Yes.
Saying you're going to get free everything and never
have.
You're going to get put in a damn work camp if the country collapses. My God. Socialism creates Venezuela and North Korea. By the way, China doesn't have communism. They got 1 billion-plus slaves making goods. And if they got a line, they execute your ass and sell your organs. China has us. The globalists made a deal to transfer everything we had to China and the Chi-Coms. It's not working. It's a hellhole. Mm-hmm. So we're helping China by derailing the Communist Party. See, the globalists set up communism as a slave colony to then leverage out and take over the next country. That's why you've got to defeat communist countries. Let's continue.
It was a total fraud. And then Nancy Pelosi said, oh, I think the president said that.
Never said it.
These people are sick, I'm telling you, they're sick. And you know what? Had they waited one day longer, they would have had the transcript of the actual call, word for word. It would have
been. But instead they don't care, they just go forward with the lie.
Yes.
They released it, they went early, they said all these horrible things. You know why? Because they never thought in a million years that I was going to release a transcript of the call.
Mm. That's right.
Yep. And the transcript, and then the
by the way, they're creating
in their narrative. It just completely blew out the water.
Right, so now they just use. Now they go, oh, we got another whistleblower saying the same thing, based on the same third party. Keep going.
On in that call, or somebody gave her very bad advice, but also hearing it from Shifty Shift. Nancy Pelosi said a day before seeing the transcript of the call with the Ukrainian president, we've got to impeach him. We've got to impeach him. Right? And then she saw the call and she said to her people, what the hell? Nobody ever told me this was the call.
It is. He's like the president, but a comedian.
Anyway, yeah. Because the truth is,
that's what we should call this.
Fake,
when we post, right, somebody should post just this, you know, broadcast from the time he came on. And just say, watch President Trump become the world's greatest comedian.
Yeah.
And he's not writing the lines. He's just quoting the Democrats because they're a bunch of clowns.
Exactly.
That they believe it should not be a crime to cross our border illegally, and it should be a crime to have a totally appropriate, casual, beautiful, accurate phone call with a foreign leader. I don't think so.
Because they're backwards and they're twisted in their thinking.
That's a great point, though.
As our brilliant White House counsel wrote to the Democrats yesterday, he said their highly partisan and unconstitutional effort threatens grave and lasting damage to our democratic institutions, to our system of free elections, and to the American people. That's what it is, to the American people.
I'm going to have to air most of this tomorrow.
Democrats are on a crusade to destroy.
Notice he's not doing the usual fluff stuff. This
democracy
is hardcore.
That's what's happening.
Need. We see some damn indictments now. Come
happen.
On, man.
We will
know.
Problem is the Justice Department's just full of cowards, all those lawyers. I mean, 90% of them are just globalist scum. They've got so many bad people on at the top.
I mean, look at their debate.
I can tell you, though, at the grassroots,
these
I mean, the average
crazy.
FBI or any federal agency, they're like all listeners and hate the globalists and get the whole deal. And that's where the left has a big problem, is that mid-level and low-level people in the government almost all get it. Like, you think a bunch of bureaucrats or people are actually against us. No, they all pretty much get what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's scary. It's scary
it's
what
right.
they know that they can't tell us to. They say it's far worse.
Let him give you the answer.
Oh, some kind of...
Man, did the cops act fast. He's already gone. That's the fastest, you know, I have, look, I love law enforcement, I love the cops, I love the police, I love it. Minneapolis, you got a rotten mayor, you got to change your mayor. You got a bad mayor.
Yes.
I'm glad he's bringing that up.
Got a bad mayor. But you know what? The police, I've done this a lot. And
people say don't punch down. When that mayor is working for the Democrat globalist and trying to train everybody, there's no free speech, you got to punch down. It's not punching down. That mayor is just another mouth of the New World Order.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, it's the same old big Soros, New World Order, goblin crapping these mayors out.
Virtually that we've
and Soros and all these globalists are just funding all these little leftist turd bags who, the documents have come out, run as kind of mainline populists. And then once they get in, they do all this.
But sometimes it'll take the police like 30 seconds, 50 seconds. It's like Roger Penske when you watch him, who's getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom, by the way, very soon. Great. He won 18 Indy 500s, 18, Roger Penske. But it's like the way they change those tires. It takes 4 seconds to change the whole damn thing. I say, how the hell do they do it? That's the way these cops just reacted.
That's beautiful.
That was a record. I think it was a record. I've had good service, but I've never had anything like that. I look up, the guy is already gone.
I had a police officer send me a video of Mike Pence getting off the airplane, greeting the police officers. And he had a young male with him. And he said, these are the real heroes in America. And the police officer that took the video put it on Facebook to show it. And Facebook just removed it.
And you know what? I'd love to run against him.
No question, no nothing. Just remove it.
That's the thing you can say, oh, these are private companies. They've got AI and watchers everywhere taking everything down they don't like. It's not going to end there.
Yeah.
It's total lifetime surveillance of everything you're saying. You think it's your Facebook where you show your life and what you did and you communicate. No, it's not. It's just so authoritarian.
And
yep.
Totally
and,
controlled
yep.
by the Washington swamp for many years.
What we need
Two
is new independent
President
Facebooks.
Obama put Joe in charge.
But they come after you when you try to set up your own
Ukraine
thing.
Policy.
No, Facebook went in and sabotaged Google Plus.
In charge of Ukraine policy. Listen to this. And the press will not write it. They say in totally unsubstantiated charges every time they talk about him. President Trump has said that his son walked away with a fortune. Now, you know that's a totally unsubstantiated charge. Really? It's not unsubstantiated. It's fact.
I want to explain something to the listeners, and I know viewers know this. Everybody knows this. They put out headlines on me, and I used to know they lied, okay? But they put out headlines where everything in it's not true. Mm-hmm. Like five-page articles, and like not one thing's true. I told an example earlier when they said I was running an illegal radio station. Right. We got SWAT team. There was no station. None of it existed. Whole thing was a lie. It's like saying I wrote a book about Sandy Hook. Nobody died at Sandy Hook was the name of the book. I'm not in the book. I never read the book. I didn't lose a lawsuit about the book. And now they just had all the time like Jones lost a lawsuit. And they just put that out there, I guess, because they think if these cases against me ever go to a jury, they'll just hear I've lost 1,000 times and they go, oh, that's a loser.
It's manipulation on a mass scale. You lie to the people, get them to believe it, because they know no one's going to go look the information up.
NPR, well, I'm going to go back to Trump, but they said you beat up so many little kids that were like 5 years younger than you in school that later they tied you up and took you to the country and knocked all your teeth out. And I said, I never bullied anybody. I never had any of my teeth knocked out. I'll go to a dentist because I actually need to go to the dentist at that time. Because speaking of the devil, I'd actually cracked the tooth and I wanted to get it fixed. I was about to go to the dentist. My dad had just retired. This was like earlier this year. And they go, yeah, we want that. We've got a dentist. And a couple of days later, they go, yeah, we don't want you to go to the dentist. And they still went with that story. Any dentist can x-ray and see none of these teeth ever knocked out. Mm-hmm. You can see the line. They see their fake teeth. I mean, I go to the dentist. They go, these are incredible teeth. I mean, I've got like teeth that are just like, I mean, like from a magazine. I'm not bragging. It's just true. I mean, my dad's a retired dentist, but I'm just telling you, they're perfectly straight. They got roots that are super long. They just look great, and they've never had a problem. And right there, this huge, crazy lie, and I said, I'll go get x-rays. And they said no. And they still went with the story. Completely lie. They said
that, I remember there was a young, overweight kid at a park cursing at everyone, being a verbal bully to everyone. And then he decided to hit somebody and the guy pushed him down and they said it was you. I saw the video. I'm like, what in the world is
that? That's
why
they finally took me off YouTube was that.
Yeah, I said it wasn't even him.
Listen, my ex-wife.
That was ridiculous. It wasn't even
my ex-wife filed all in this, court.
You know what it is?
Said that I and used the headline that I beat up a kid, child endangerment.
Yeah, exactly. You know what
and
it is?
And I'm like, what the hell? It was like, I was.
What it is, the left saying that y'all look alike. The same way.
He did. He looked a little bit like
me. But he looked nothing like you. He was a white male. Maybe he was a little stocky, but
he had a brown beard.
But still. He looked nothing like you. Anyone put your picture next to his, you can clearly see he looked nothing like you. It was because he was a white male and they say, oh yeah, that's Alex Jones. Just run the story. We know it's not true. Run it because no one is going to look it up and they'll just believe us.
I know. I agree. So what I'm, the only reason I'm telling the story about me is I knew they lied. Okay. But I'm glad you reminded me of that. It happens all the time now where I'm like, I'm reading it. I don't get upset for myself. I'm thinking, who the hell are these people? And we're talking like Reuters, AP, yeah. Market Watch, Wall Street Journal, man, Forbes. And they're always saying ran the story, Jones taking off YouTube for beating up small child.
Never
and it was a
happened.
Famous clip that had been out for 2 years.
Yeah.
In Kansas. And they said, I beat up this. I mean, and then we send them letters and law firms, we call them and they just go, we're not changing it. Because they know now.
Yeah.
It shows how desperate they are. Here, let's go back to Trump. Because I don't know what we're going to do. I mean, the level. It's like...
We have Trump in
the office. Daily Mail said I wear swastika tennis shoes.
Even the smart guys on Wall Street, and I know all of them.
I mean, who comes up with smart. That?
They've never seen anything like that one before. I've called them. Does that ever happen? Never happens. Guy walks in. No experience, no nothing. Walks out with a big in 5G. Flies in on Air Force 2 with his father, the vice president. Don't forget, that's when he was vice president. So China gives his son $1.5 billion. How would you like to have Joe Biden take over negotiations right now with China? I don't think so.
Absolutely not.
No, he'd take a bunch of money and sell us out 100%.
I don't think so.
Again.
Because the Democrats literally hate America. And you go, why do they hate us? Because they're a bunch of traitors. You'd have to be the scum of the earth to want to run for office, get in power to sell the country out, because you know foreign groups will buy you off. And so you're like, God, do these people represent America? No, they don't. They represent traitors and scum. Mm-hmm. And that's why those of us that would ever do that, we'd never think about that. We've got to get our head around why these people, it's like when you hear about some serial killer has 10 dead kids in their basement. You go, why? Why? Because you're not a serial killer. You're not Joe Biden. Let's continue.
Sold out America. They didn't have tough negotiations. I look at these trade deals and I say, who the hell could have done this? If you didn't, if you had no business instinct, no business ability, if you had nothing, if you're dumb as hell, you wouldn't make these deals. They're so bad. I say, who made these deals?
Mark this. I want this for the show tomorrow.
These deals?
Please.
But we're ripping them all up and redoing them, and they're going to be very good. Wait till you see what happens.
Well, that's why, for the first time, the WTO ruled in our favor, and the media wouldn't give Trump credits because he went in and said, okay, you were all paid off. This is the ones, because let me tell you, the people we have running things have decided to kill the country. It's in the Carnegie documents that we were too powerful in the 50s. They made this plan. They set up China by the 60s. They did all this. Okay, this is, they sold us out on purpose. And then they culturally poisoned us. You can see it. All of it's admitted. And so you look at how they're all one-sided because they're done that way. All of our coal gets cut off. China can use all its coal. Their energy's three times cheaper. What does that do? You have to move to China then.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in a brand new report just came out as I'm walking on the stage. Hard to believe, actually. It turns out that Joe Biden was vice president. He worked with the so-called whistleblower.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Oh.
This is nothing but a partisan witch hunt, sabotage, and I'm sure they're going to say it's totally unsubstantiated. But one of them wrote the story. Congratulations, by the way. That's very nice. That's really good. That's the way you should do it. Good, good, good.
That's funny.
The twisted worldview of Democrats and the media, it's okay for politicians to ship our jobs to foreign countries.
Yep.
Flood our
Trump acts like a gangster the way Robert De Niro wishes he could.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he does have that Yankee gangster thing down. I mean, imagine going and eating veal.
Yeah. And now they're trying to say
veal parmesan with this guy.
And see, in the left, they try to say, you know, being a gangster is bad, but they love gangsters. I mean, who doesn't like a gangster movie?
You refuse to bow or bend to the Washington swamp, which I could do very easily. I'd be much more popular.
He's like the good gangster. That's why they're pissing themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know why he won't go after the damn censorship.
Smart. I gotta tell you. Isn't it much better when I go off script? Isn't that better?
Yeah, that's why I'm going to air almost this whole thing tomorrow. This is solid gold. Yeah, Trump, off script, attack.
So much. It's just. Hey, folks.
Will, thanks for letting me come in here and run over you tonight. You know, I'm pretty bad at that.
No, you're awesome.
Advertisements.
Well, at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to let you take over. And I appreciate this great crew in here. You know, we're trying to hire more crew. We're trying to get more people in here. And you're the first big show we've expanded. We plan to do more. And, you know, we get so focused on the news, we don't even plug here. But just remember, folks, the supplements, the products, the water filters, the air filters, the books, the videos, the T-shirts, that takes a lot of money to run this place. And I've just decided to sell everything in our inventory to make sure we've got money going into next year. Because times are so serious, we have 40 to 70% off. Many of these items are below cost. They're the highest quality you're going to find. Everything must go super sale, InfoWarsStore.com. And a real sleeper is gut fusion. People ask how I've lost so much weight. And I haven't made a big deal about it. I've lost 24 pounds now in just the last 49 days. And I just started taking gut fusion religiously, a scoop every morning, and taking my X2 every other day, because I take a bigger dose, and taking my Super Mellow Vitality, and taking my turmeric, and taking my fish oil, and taking Knockout. I'm just taking almost all the products. And I'll be honest with you, I've been taking Brain Force Plus, which I used to say I couldn't handle because it makes me so much energy. Well, I've been gobbling it. I've been taking a few a day, and I've been taking the Turbo Force. It's just amazing. I got to tell you, though, I got to take Chill Force with the Knockout at night to make sure I go to sleep because I advise everybody with Turbo Force to take half a packet the first time, because it really is 10-hour clean energy.
It is.
I'll be honest, it's the problem is it's so clean that if I drank that much coffee, I would want to jump off a building. But with Turbo Force and Brain Force, it's so clean that I'm just addicted. It's amazing. So I'm forestore.com, but I come down off it with Chill Force and
Addicted. I keep it right there. I keep it close.
You like it with the orange shoes?
I so love it with the orange shoes. You know what? I'm going to bring you orange shoes, unopened orange shoes with some Turbo Force. And I'm going
to bring it open. I trust you're not putting cyanide in it.
But I think you've got to try it. I had Tom Pepper try it and he just loved it.
I'm hearing all about the Turbo Force, and the orange juice. Let's go back to Trump.
18 angry Democrats. It was disgraceful. So people that were going down, sir, what is this? I look. Oh, wow. That's a subpoena. What the hell is this? They took people. I really mean this. They took people that were full of life and energy and vigor. We had just won the greatest campaign in the history of American politics. It's true.
We got 30-something lawsuits.
Yep.
And subpoenas.
And I'm
not a victim.
Destroyed their lives.
But I want listeners to know, we're in a war for you.
They went home.
And we appreciate you, but just tell people word of mouth about Firepower and about War Room and about my show and about David Knight.
Man.video,
man. It's all about you. Let's go back to it.
She had causes that were so good, she wanted to help people. And she ended up going home dark.
Yeah.
Her life.
That's their job, is to run everybody off that wants to be involved.
And Rudy Giuliani is their next target.
But you gotta be involved, folks, because they want to stop you.
Ended up paying far more money in legal fees.
There's an old African saying that's so true. No good deed goes unpunished. The devil's real. But you get punished for the good deed, but then God rewards you 5, 10, 15 times fold later. But you don't get the reward right away. You never get that doing good.
Right.
Step.
Have you ever noticed, though, that no good deed goes unpunished? I mean, it really is a true story. Like, up front, you get punished for some good deed.
Yeah.
So many lives.
Somebody comes after you for it. That's my experience.
So many lives. And they're continuing to do it. And
evil kicks in right away, but good takes time to grow. It's much bigger and better. It just doesn't come quick.
Right.
Have been exposed as frauds. These sinister fakers then try to impeach you for daring to call out their own corruption. There's nothing like the dirty political establishment.
Let me tell you.
And I have to tell you, this is,
this is not business as usual.
Smart, brilliant guy.
They are going to, he is trying to move against them. That's why this is happening.
We just got rid of the Russia hoax, and then a week later, the Ukraine hoax starts. I had a week of, I can think about everything perfect. It's so beautiful.
They're going to start, raping women next. Watch. Blasey Ford was a test.
I said, call me Donald. You've called me Donald for 35 years.
I know, during 2016, they came out with 17 plus different women.
It's all fake.
I think they're going to come with whistleblower after whistleblower after whistleblower.
Oh, yeah.
They're afraid. They respect the office. It's true. They say, President, I say, do me a favor, Richard. You've called me Donald for 35 years. Call me Donald, please. I want somebody to call me Donald.
I'll call you Donald next time you call in.
He said to me, I just told him, call me. He said, President, I can't do it, he said. So I says, President, you've been here now for... Think of it, almost 3 years. Can you believe we're here 3 years?
I'll say this. His Houston speech that I saw in person was okay. It was kind of boring, and he just went there, and he had some good high points, promoting nationalism. But this is a very sincere, very charismatic. This is one of Trump's best speeches.
Mm-hmm.
His UN speech was phenomenal. And we learned they messed with the audio. We got a clean audio, super crisp, powerful. Larry NewsHour was good. Everything else was warped audio, different feeds, real low and slowed down. They messed with it.
He's a great businessman, very successful. He said, you deal with all of these nations, these great, powerful. Who is the worst to deal with? Is it China? Is it North Korea? Is it India? Is it Russia? Please tell me, Mr. Pratt, who is the toughest nation to deal with? I said, you're not going to believe this. It's the USA is the toughest nation to deal with.
Exactly.
I knew that was coming. Yeah.
These liberals.
That's new. I haven't heard that.
In this country. That's exactly
because
it.
Because America's got the power. It's got the spiritual mandate. And it's and they want it. And the evil has concentrated here to get it.
Yes.
There's nothing that the dirty political establishment hates more than a president that they cannot intimidate, own, and control.
That's what it is.
Yep.
Because they don't run him. And that's what it is.
They're trying to stop me because they know that I don't answer to them. I answer to you. It's true.
This is solid gold, man. I tell you.
There. That takes him off to no end. Because he did this, he pretty much said the same thing at the UN, and then the same day Nancy Pelosi came out, okay, we gotta get rid of him now.
Then they'll give me Pinocchio's, he said it before, but I don't know if I ever said this. But you know, I make, as president, about $450,000, right? I give it away. No, wait. I don't care. I never hear anything. Can you imagine if I didn't? I give it away to, you can only give it, you can't keep it. You can't actually make a gift. You can give it to your different agencies. So I can give it to health. I can give it to transportation. I can give it to military. But I give it away all the time. Now, and if I ever did, but it's $450. If somebody stays from, let's say, a Middle East country in one of my hotels, and we charge him $392.53 for staying, and I never heard of the guy, and I don't want to hear about him. They say Trump is getting rich off our nation.
No, they admit he's lost like half his business.
Oh, yeah.
I lose billions being president. I don't care. It's nice to be rich, I guess. But
this
I lose
is powerful.
Billions.
We're going to go to break, somebody, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to come back. Will Johnson's going to take over, because when I'm driving home, see my family, I'm going to be listening to him, and I'm going to be listening to Trump at Infowars.com/show and van.video. And then don't forget, we'll kick it all back off tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Central with David Knight. And again, please spread the word. You've been doing it, and that's why we're still here on air. That's why we're still bringing America back and the world. So thank you so much. We'll be right back.
Stuff, I can't believe it. Where's Scott? Where's Scott? Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Scott. What a job. Man, do you have her figured out? The only problem is, Scott, it's incredible talent, much more talented than most of these people that you heard about. The problem is they never pick it up. They don't want to pick it up. But we pick it up, Scott, and the people get it, and we thank you for your great reporting. Thank you. Thank you very much. As Scott reported, everything about Omar is a fraud, including her name. Scott reports his sources told him that, quote, Omar's legal husband was Omar's brother, and that she had married him for fraudulent purposes. You mean like coming into the United States, maybe?
He's laying it out.
And as Scott says, we have seen a plethora of congressional scandals in our history, yet we have never seen scandals like Omar's in Congress, and nothing gets done about it. I hope that some of you people are looking, because what AOC has gotten away with campaign financing, and what I call it AOC plus three, that's what it is, and Omar is one of the three. What AOC has gotten away with all of that money that she used for her personal self with campaign finance is worse. And nothing happens to them, but it happens to you, and it's not fair.
Yeah, just like the two gentlemen with Rudy Giuliani.
The fact is, we're in a struggle for the survival of democracy in America. The only message these radical socialists and extremists will understand is a crushing defeat on November 3rd, 2020.
I love it. You call them radical socialists. That's exactly what they are. These progressives are radical socialists. 100%.
With your help, we will win back the House. We will keep the Senate. And we will win the White House. And we're thrilled to be joined tonight by some incredible people that have helped me so much. One of your tremendous, talented, tough congressmen, Tom Emmer. Tom. Also, a man you don't want to fight him and you don't want to play him in hockey because he was tough. He just won, not that recently, but pretty recently, and I was out here campaigning for him and working hard, and it turned out to be an easy race because everyone loves him and respects him, Congressman Pete Stauber. And a man who gets in the trenches, and he just doesn't care. He wants to win for the people. He loves you. He loves this state. He loves this country. Jim Hagedorn.
You see, they hate President Trump acknowledging people that love this country.
And a great friend of mine, with his incredible family, he's a friend, he's smart, I guess you'd say he's brilliant, his education is incredible, his military career has been incredible, then he ran for office, and now he's a United States Senator from the great state of Arkansas, Senator Tom Cotton. Great guy. And Minnesota Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka. Paul. Thank you, Paul. Minnesota GOP Chairwoman Jennifer Carnahan. She's been incredible.
I hope these GOP members are not the, like the same ones in California.
I said,
California.
Jennifer, are we going to win?
There's a lot of GOP members in California. They used to get upset with me, say that I'm too tough.
We're like 2 points.
They said I was too tough. You haven't seen
2 points behind. You never, ever, please. You always just assume you're a little behind. But we're going to win this state by so much that people are going to be shocked. And plenty of other states, too. You know, we had a rally 3 weeks ago in New Mexico. And New Mexico is a hard state for Republicans, hasn't been one in a long time, also. And we had receptivity that was unbelievable. The audience was 40% Hispanic, where we're doing great. And you know, Hispanic, they understand borders better than anybody, better than we do. They understand safety. They understand their job. They don't want people taking it away. They don't want crime. They understand it better. That's why we're doing so well. But we're in New Mexico, and I'm telling you, that was electric. But honestly, all evenings are electric. We haven't had any bad ones. We haven't. They're all electric.
Yeah, that's why they were, the mayor was trying to shut it down because he knows all the Trump rallies are electric.
Michigan for me. A state that hadn't been won in a long time by a Republican for whatever reason, but it hadn't been won. I guess we didn't have the right candidates, right? But a woman who would call me constantly, I'd say, I don't want to talk to her. She's giving me a headache. Sir, if you make one more trip, you're going to win Michigan. I say, all right. I make the trip. I go back home. I get a call the next morning. Sir, we need one more. This went over and over and over. And we ended up winning the state of Michigan.
You know, it's really amazing that President Trump, he'll go to these different places like he's talking about for the American people to make America great again. And he's doing this rally right now in Minneapolis. And you have the socialist Democrats. They're trying to make America great for people living a sinful lifestyle. And President Trump just trying to make America great for everybody. All right, let's go back to Trump.
She's great. And our campaign manager, a man who's really been, you know, they used to say that Crooked Hillary had a very, very sophisticated campaign. After she lost, they said, I guess it wasn't sophisticated. We had a sophisticated campaign. Nobody knows the world of computers better than this guy, Brad Parscale. Remember when they used to say it? You know, I never got credit. My father used to teach me. If you can do it for less and win, that's good. He wasn't talking politics. The last thing, he's looking down. He's definitely looking down, not looking up. He was great. He was tough, but he was great. But my father would say, if you can do it for less and win, that's a good thing, not a bad thing. If you can build a building for less money than the guy across the street, and if it's a nicer building and you can rent for less, that's like a good thing. So in the campaign, we spent much less money than crooked Hillary Clinton. Much. And we won. And we won.
Much less. Because people didn't
want. We won. 306 to 223. That's a pretty big. Remember they said? Electoral college. And by the way, when you run, if you're running, the electoral college is like the 100-yard dash. And the total vote, you don't go certain places. You focus. Electoral college, we have to explain to them, it's different. So we won 306. And you remember they used to say, one's the 100-yard dash, you practice. One's the mile, you practice. It's a different race. Winning the total vote is much easier, in my opinion. The electoral college, I had to go to 22 different states. For the total vote, I go to like 4 states maximum. Right? Much easier. It's much easier. I'm all for it. But the Electoral College is better for our country because it forces you to go places that you wouldn't go. I love Maine. I went to Maine 4 or 5 times. I needed 1 point. Maine gave me 1 point. And what happened? I went there numerous times. Everyone said, why? Because I was told by these fraudsters back here in the media that Trump cannot get to 270. He cannot get. They had me maximum if everything worked, right? At 269. So I kept going to Maine. And you know what? We won that 1 point in Maine.
So but you just talked going. About the Electoral College.
They say why?
If they said, are successful in removing really President Trump come 2020, they're going to find a way to remove it completely, and we will never, ever have another decent president like Trump in this country again. He will be the last one. It will never happen again. That's why people got to get out and you got to engage. You've got to make sure that we reelect President Trump 2020. Let's go back to Trump.
Here's the thing. So they said he cannot get to 270. In other words, you can't win. You don't get to 270. It's over. You can't win, right? He cannot do it. There's no way of doing it. And they were right. I got to 306.
And then they say Russia did it.
But I didn't get to 306. You got to 306. We won. Incredible states.
He just said American people did it.
We won incredible states. We won Wisconsin. We won Michigan. We won Pennsylvania. We won North Carolina. We won South Carolina. We won Florida.
And they still try to give credit to Russia and not the American people.
Do you remember the evening that we won?
Oh, yes. I stayed up until 3:30 in the morning.
Look, forgetting me, I think it was one of all of us together because we all worked hard. I was the messenger, but we all worked hard. That was our victory, not my victory. But that was one of the greatest nights in the history of television.
Yes. Yes.
And hopefully it'll go down when we're allowed to get all of this stuff seeded. You know, it's like a tree. You plant it. It has to go, but it needs a little. That's why we need the 4 more additional years. It's got to grab on and catch so they can't destroy it. But I think it'll go down, and I hope it's going to go down as one of the greatest evenings in the history of this country, because it's never happened anything like that before. And these guys don't even question it. They just sit back and say, I guess he's right about that. I'll never forget the night before. I was at a tremendous arena. The place was going crazy. It was like this, going crazy. And 2 reporters that hate my guts, they looked at themselves. They looked at each other. Famous shot. They're looking like this, and they're saying, what the hell is going on? They knew. And I didn't need Beyonce and Jay-Z.
I love it.
And I didn't love need it. Little Bruce Springsteen and all of these. They got all these people. They'd come in because you couldn't get a crowd. They'd come in, they'd sing, they got Bruce Springsteen. Okay? He'd do about two songs and leave. What happens is they leave and then everyone leaves with him. And she's still speaking in front of the same lousy crowd. Craziest, craziest thing I've ever seen. And then they complain sometimes I'll use a terrible word like hell. The other day I used the word hell. I got hell from, they said he used terrible language. I used the word hell. It was so bad. But you got to hear Jay-Z, the words he was using. He was using the F word all over the place. And then the next day they say, I use bad language. The word hell is a terrible word. These people are sick.
They are sick. He's talking about the socialist, communist, mainstream media. They are sick. They lie constantly.
But that was an amazing evening. I'll never forget that evening. It's, you know, look, outside of your family and your children and things. I love you too, darling. It was one of the highest rated evenings in the history of television. You add up all those networks. Remember the woman crying? Oh, my God.
Liberal tears. We're talking about liberal tears.
Now, another very special man who's with us today, but he'll never be a man to me. He'll always be my boy. You know what I mean, right? He's my boy. He's my little 6'6" boy, Eric Trump. And the parents understand that, right? They may be big and strong and older, and to a parent, a child is always their boy or always their little beautiful girl. And I know that's probably politically incorrect. They'll say, it was terrible what he said about women. Terrible. But they're
you notice
boy,
he didn't say anything else about any other gender.
How old we get and how old they get. Is that a correct statement? And I'm also proud to endorse your next Republican senator from Minnesota, a man that I've known, a man that is tough and smart, a man that's running against somebody that's never done a damn thing in the Senate, Mr. Jason Lewis.
You know what, the liberal media could take this rally and talk about it tomorrow. They most definitely would say that no one showed up. The crowds weren't big. There was no one there.
And Jason did a great job in Congress. Congressman,
yeah, let's go back.
Thank you very much. And thank you for putting up with all of this stuff, because I'll tell you, it's going to be nasty. It's going to be nasty. They're going to make up stories about you. They're going to say things that's going to want to make your wife say, why did I marry this guy? Just say, don't worry about it. It's just another phony story. Thank you very much, Mr. and Mrs. Lewis. Jason, thank you. And Jason, they can't say that about Tom Cotton. He's too perfect, this guy. He can't say it. They can't say it about you, Tom. Anyway, good luck, Jason. Do well. But with all of the great people I just introduced, for tonight, maybe this is the most important person. Because I turned on a very good show in the morning, Fox and Friends, they treat us great. I just want fairness.
Is he going to talk about the poll?
What a great group. Ainsley and Steve, and by the way, Brian's gotten a lot better, right? Brian was a 7, and he's getting close to 10 territory. And Steve has been so great, and Ainsley is just incredible. And sometimes Pete Hegseth gets on there for the weekend. And how good does Jesse Waters do? How good? Just some really great people. And again, Tucker's been very good, I have to say. He's been good.
Smart.
He's been great. He's
going down the lineup.
And the legendary Sean Hannity. Great. Number one show. Sean's got the number one show. And Laura Ingraham is knocking him out of the park. Laura. Drew. And you go over Maria Bartiromo. And the great Lou Dobbs. How good are they? Lou Dobbs. And many more. And many more. How about Greg? Greg used to hate me. Now he's good. Oh, we can't forget. We can't forget Judge Jeanine.
Oh, yeah.
I would be in such trouble if I forgot Judge Jeanine. No, these are great. And there are many more. I just, you know, look, I'm just rattling some names off. But they're just terrific people. They're terrific people. But a man that I have to really say something very special about. So I'm watching Fox and Friends early in the morning, very early in the six, like, slot, because I'm out of there pretty good. And I see a handsome young man named Bob Kroll, Cops for Trump. And he's talking about this lousy mayor they've got. Now, he didn't quite say that, but I say it. He's talking about this lousy mayor that won't let the cops, the police, the law enforcement. You know, my father always used to say, son, he meant it too, never say cops. It's disrespectful. Say police officer. I say, okay, Bob. But honestly, the truth is with time, I love you guys. Whether you're cops, police officers, law enforcement, I'll call you whatever you want. It doesn't matter. You are so great, so respected. You don't even know how much our public loves you. You don't know it.
That is a true statement. That is a true statement. I went to a cafe in Oakland, California that refused to serve coffee to police officers, and I stood out there with the American flag protesting against that cafe.
I see this guy.
And then I had people show up angry with me because I did that, because I show my support for the men and women in blue. And President Trump is spot on. Let's go back to him.
This rally. And yet with President Obama and Bush and all these people, they were, you know, fine. Everybody comes, they fall asleep at a rally. But they weren't allowed to do the job for us, and they went wild. So what I want to do...
You got a heckler. Don't say, get him out. Run him out. You got a heckler. Wait until almost the end. We started talking about police officers in a good light, and then they started going crazy.
Go home to mommy.
Yeah, go home to mommy, to your basement.
Mommy says, I saw you on television tonight. I love Trump. Don't you ever do that again. Yes, Mom. But the job he did before the election, I came right here to Minnesota, and I pledged to address this really important issue, and it's the issue of law enforcement. And when I saw this man, this great gentleman on television, pouring out his guts, pouring out his heart, I don't know him. He knows I've been good to law enforcement. He knows I've been good to, as my father would say, the police. He knows I love the cops. He knows that. And so does everyone else. I mean, I have so many shirts, so many red shirts, and there are plenty of people here without the red shirts. And I want to just tell you, the respect that we have for law enforcement is unbound. It's unbound. Come up here. Bob, come up.
Greatest president in my lifetime. Greatest president. And there's a whole bunch for the listeners. The crowd, the stadium is filled with many people with red shirts on saying that they support cops. And you know the left hates every single one of those red shirts. The left, they act like bulls. They act like bulls when they see red, and their eyes get red themselves, like demonic bulls, and they want to charge and destroy everything that they see. And right now he has a whole bunch of them. I believe they're police officers or people that support police officers. And they just came on stage and he was shaking their hand and he's just giving them acknowledgement. Greatest president, I'm telling you. Greatest president in my lifetime.
What can I say after that? Tune in, Fox 10:15 tonight, Shannon Bream, they asked us on. How can you thank this guy for everything he's done for law enforcement? Wonderful president.
Exactly.
Thank you, fellas.
You know what? I still say it today. God put
thank
President Trump
much.
In office.
Thank you.
He heard our prayers.
Thank you.
He heard our prayers, and that's why we have President Trump. I mean, you have to really think about it. They hate this man. They hate him. They love to hate him.
I think your very weak mayor made a mistake when he took them on.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
As you know, for many years, leaders in Washington brought large numbers of refugees to your state from Somalia without considering the impact on schools and communities and taxpayers. I promise you that as president, I would give local communities a greater say in refugee policy and put in place enhanced vetting and responsible immigration controls.
And the Democrats want open borders.
And I've done that.
Yep.
Since coming into office, I have reduced refugee resettlement by 85%. And as you know, maybe especially in Minnesota, I kept another promise. I issued an executive action making clear that no refugees will be resettled in any city or any state without the express written consent of that city or that state. So speak to your mayor.
And that's the way it should be.
You should be able to decide what is best for your own cities and for your own neighborhoods, and that's what you have the right to do right now. And believe me, no other president would be doing that.
Thank you.
If Democrats were ever to seize power, they would open the floodgates to unvetted, uncontrolled migration at levels you have never seen before. Do you think you have it bad now? You would never have seen anything like what they want to do. But in the Trump administration, we will always protect American families first. And that has not been done in Minnesota.
See, now he's,
we've also
now he's
implemented the strongest screening and vetting mechanism ever put into place. We are keeping terrorists, criminals, and extremists the hell out of our country.
I'm saying more fighting words. Democrats want these people in the country.
And I want to thank the country of Mexico. The president of Mexico has been incredible. We have now 27,000 Mexican soldiers. They're great and they're tough, and they are now protecting our border, and those numbers have gone down like this.
Oh, so Trump built the human wall. So Mexico did pay for it. Uh-oh.
We will not make the mistakes made in European countries that allow a violent ideology to take root in our country, on our shores. We're not going to allow it to happen.